It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, the cotton market had to reach down and pull up its bootstraps this week as the closing bell brought the December futures weekly settlement back up above 64 cents and actually to a close up to 64.21. Now, the market flirted with one of its older support levels at 63.5, 63.5 cents several times, but most notably, the 64 cent level provided enough support that by week's end, the weekly settlement was really a 1 point higher than on the plus side than the prior week. So it marked a successful week, even though it was full of potholes. The market really did not face any bearish or unexpected news last week, and there's really not any on the horizon for this week. The U.S. crop continues to make excellent progress as Mother Nature this past week just literally pumped a glory hole of heat units into the crop across the United States. India received some very beneficial rain that they had been lacking. But nevertheless, we also need to remember that the U.S. crop remains behind last year's pace, and the Indian monsoon remains full of blank spaces and question marks just yet. We're going to have to get to the end of September before we get a good feel on the successfulness of the Indian monsoonal activity. But nevertheless, the world crop did improve this past week, and while the U.S. crop is now on pace to essentially catch up to the prior year's pace, I do think we should note that the fruit set simply this year is not as heavy as in the prior two yields, and yields, especially in the Mid-South and the Southeast, are expected to be lower than the prior year. Now, subsoil moisture, it has Texas in position to top the prior year yields, assuming Mother Nature allows for a longer than normal growing season. One Texas grower this past week commented that he could see heat units pouring into his plants, and he actually watched bowls enlarge. Well, that's probably a bit of an overstatement, certainly given that Texas is bigger than anything else. But last week's plant development was at essentially a record pace. The crop is still a bit behind, and it's going to require a longer-than-growing average season to make that potential. But that potential is beginning to set upon the cotton plants in West Texas. Mother Nature still holds the card, but in the meantime, the market on its heels this past week should remain locked in its long-term trading range between 63 and 69 cents. There are a few pundits even now offering up a 58, 59 cent low, but they are saying that such a low would be extremely short-lived, and the market would jump back up to the 63-cent level. So effectively, the 63-cent base should be considered as the low. We break that, we've got a 61-cent support level down there backing us up. But, I, of course, had suggested to you that we'd be able to hold at 64.5 cents, but we're now pushed that down to back to 63 cents. 64 cents where we were able to settle this past week. My temptation for the slow trading week was to blame it on just the lazy dog days of August, yet this past week's trading was really July trading, and of course it's Monday morning now, and we'll before we see August trading, but thank you again. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.